You're listening to our show, Dear Candidate, Home and Abroad, and we're in the Ben Franklin Arena in Nepean, having a chat with David Conway. David is here from the embassy because the embassy are facilitating and nurturing international sports relationships in the form of baseball and Gaelic Gaelic games and hurling. Thanks for being here. What's the initiative behind this?
Well, thanks very much. So basically, there's a new initiative that the Department of Foreign Affairs has tested this year, which is the International Sports Diplomacy Program. So the idea is our embassies in across the world kind of come up with different ideas to highlight the Irish diaspora, their sporting contributions to both at home and abroad, as well as, you know, using sport as a way to kind of promote Irish culture and just to kind of increase and strengthen our relations with other countries. So what we have done here today is we have kind of two showcase matches, one baseball and one with hurling, and the idea is the hurling players teach the baseballers how to play hurling and then vice versa as well. So it's kind of mixing the skills, and there's a lot of Canadians playing hurling today that, and they're part of the local hurling teams that are not actually of Irish heritage, and likewise there's a lot of baseballers who are of Irish heritage, some of whom have actually played for Ireland internationally. So it's highlighting what our diaspora is doing here in terms of our own Gaelic sports, but also what the Canadian Irish are doing for Ireland today. So,
and I'm sure you're letting the baseballers know that it came from Rounders.
Yeah. We'll be emphasising how we're behind everything, you know.
my sons-in-law, I gave them How the Irish Saved Civilization to read before they were allowed to get married to my daughters. And one of my sons-in-law reminds me, no matter what it is, and he said, I suppose the Irish were behind that. And I said, yeah, we were. But somewhere or other, we were behind that.
If in doubt, we did.
If in doubt, if unless it's something negative, that was the, I won't say who it was. It wasn't us. That was us. And what, when you say you're seeing the mixing of skills, when you said there's some baseball players there who have Irish background, what are we talking about?
So, for example, Ben Kent, he played for the Under Ireland 18 baseball team in Europe, and I think Ireland came third overall.
Okay.
And then even other examples I heard today, that one of the onlookers, her nephew, I believe, plays hockey for Ireland, and he's Canadian as well. So there's a lot of different connections whereby, you know, when we have a diaspora overseas, they can come back and play for Ireland.
Indeed.
Again. So it's all about maintaining these relationships.
Indeed, fantastic. And I will throw in a little bit on Irish sport. I found out recently that a girl who worked with my wife before we emigrated, she reached out there not too long ago, and we happened to be in Cork, and she's from Cork, and she happened to be up in Smiths Falls, because her husband was one of the trainers of the Canadian female rugby team.
Okay.
Over from Ireland. So, you know, as you said, the international connection that is brought to the table and the stretch of it is phenomenal. So have you any other things in mind on other sports or anything that's in the future?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's the first iteration of this, as I said, and I think we'll see what ideas we come up with next year. We have to basically apply for funding for these.
Okay.
And our application was successful this year. I think some of the other applications, there was surfers from Donegal teaching under-18s surfing teams in West Africa.
Okay.
There's a documentary being made, I believe, in Thailand about Gaelic games there.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of ideas coming out, and we could have we might be doing something completely different next year. We've no idea yet.
And have any of the other consulates across the country or any other cities been able to do anything?
Not this year, but again next year they'll be able to put in their own applications, and if they have a good enough idea and if our colleagues in Dublin approve, then they'll get funded to do it. So we'll see what ideas people have.
Fantastic. David, thanks a million for taking the time, and it's great to see the turnout here and the blending of the sports. We're still here at the Superdome, and Mitchell Plunkett is with me. Mitchell is here in a beautiful green jersey and wonderful hurley with a nice big boss on it. Mitchell, welcome.
Thank you.
when did you pick up hurling, and where to? What's the connection here?
So, kind of a funny story. I would have picked up hurling about 8 years ago now, but I first discovered hurling quite by accident. I was a big Liverpool FC supporter growing up, and there was one channel to watch it on growing up. It was called Setanta Sports.
Yeah.
And very simple thing. I got the time difference wrong for a Liverpool game, and I caught the 2011 All Ireland final. And
you were hooked.
I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unreal.
It's an amazing game.
It is. There's nothing quite like the spectacle of it. The skill, the agility you need, the toughness of the sport, all connecting into one sport it's fantastic.
So you play now with Aer Óg.
Yes.
And so you're enjoying, like, the full team when you guys are out there. As you said, there's nothing else like it. It's a very different game in every way, because on one level you have to be an individual, but on another level you have to be very much part of a team.
100%. It's one of the sports that, like, people often say it's as if you combined a whole bunch of sports together. And when I say that, I mean it lovingly, because it really is like you have to have the aggressiveness of ice hockey. You need to have the skill of like a baseball player, hitting a ball and catching a ball, except you have to do it on the run with a guy breathing down your neck. The skill of catching the ball from 80 yards out from a puck out, like, it is truly what I think got me hooked to it more than anything was simply the spectacle. I remember the Tommy Walsh catch, pucked out from 120 yards, and he leaps over a man and just, paws it with his bare hand. And, there's literally nothing like it. I love the sport.
You know, what struck me there when you said that is you cited hockey and baseball and everything else. In many ways, given that hurling is such an ancient sport within Ireland, really what has happened is it has taken a new number of other sports to pair it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have another one over there.
Yeah. I think they'll be good, yeah.
When the season is on, you get out, you travel, you play the other teams around Montreal or whichever ones have.
Yeah, so what we would do is we would have training every week, much like clubs in Ireland, I believe. And then we try to arrange tournaments. So you'd be unlikely to have, like, single games just because, the drives that we make are 2 hours or 4 hours. So we'd get together for tournaments. And we've been very lucky at our tournaments. We've played teams from Portland in the States, Hartford, Montreal, Kingston, teams from Toronto, London, Ontario. The community's growing for hurling, but the GAA in general in Canada and northeastern United States anyways, and it's great to see.
What your mates think of this?
they're all
surprised.
Aside
from suggesting you go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's they're all shocked when I show them the sport, and I think the big thing is what you get with a lot of Canadians is they see it and they see ice hockey and they're like, yep, I see the marriage and I love it. But when I tell them, like, yeah, there's no gloves, all of a sudden it's like, wait, you do that
you
without...
You mean the gloves are off before the fight?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right, yeah. And they just say, like, well, isn't there a guy, like, bearing down your neck with a stick? And I said, yep, you got to learn to protect yourself.
Yeah.
But everybody that I brought out to see a game, honestly, even if they're not willing to step on the pitch, they understand it fully. They understand that it's one of the craziest things that they've ever seen.
So, Mitchell Plunkett, is there an Irish heritage there anywhere?
There is, yeah. My dad's side of the family would be from Tyrone.
Okay.
My great-great-grandfather, I think it was. We traced it back to a little town in Tyrone. My mom's side has some Irish as well from Wexford. So,
right.
But we've been in Canada since, I'm probably a fifth generation Canadian now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I've had the pleasure of going back to Ireland for the World Games. So that's been really cool.
And of course, they're in Waterford next year, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, Waterford. Yeah. We were in Derry in 2023, which was amazing. Team Canada won the intermediate championship, which was brilliant to bring that back to Canada, first ever. So.
Okay. Really, Richard, I should let you get back.
Oh, thanks
a million for taking the time.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
We're still at the Superdome, where Ireland and Canada are exchanging sporting histories, and Stephen Kent is here with me. Stephen is baseball coming to meet and use a round bat on a flat bat. Stephen, thanks a million for coming along. What brings you here?
It's so good to be here. Thanks for joining us. This is a very special day for me because two of my passions are colliding, baseball and Ireland. While I live in Canada and I'm a proud Canadian, I'm also an Irish citizen. My biological father was born in Ireland and lived in Ireland, and I have a large extended family in Ireland, but I do call Canada home. And recently my son, who's here today, played for Ireland in the under-18 European Championship qualifier in Bulgaria on Ireland's national under-18 team as a baseball player. And I think a lot of your listeners would be surprised to know that baseball is actually alive and well in Ireland. There are about over 600 people playing baseball in Ireland from all over the south and some in the north as well. So baseball is growing, and it was partially our connection to baseball Ireland that led us to be here and be part of this experience today. And I think the notion of two countries coming together to promote sports diplomacy and to learn from one another and to experience each other's games and cultures, I think a lot can be learned from all of that. And so far, from what I can see, these young people are having a great time.
Indeed, indeed. Can you see the connection that where there would have been a way back, probably a single evolutionary strand, because we believe baseball came from the north of Ireland.
I think you're right. So, interestingly enough, when I was spending time over the last couple of years with Baseball Ireland, and in fact, I brought a team of Canadians over to Ireland, to Ashburn, where there's an international baseball center. And that was in 2023, and we learned a little bit about the history. And the Irish that I met who were involved in baseball educated me about some of the early origins of baseball. So it is quite conceivable that the sport actually came from Ireland. And even today, rounders remains a very popular game. And while I haven't played it myself, I've now seen it, and I would say there's an awful lot of similarities.
Yes. And that's what my father, who was from Belfast, said. Like, rounders was a street game in Belfast.
Yeah. And and you can see where the principles of baseball really evolved. So what the young athletes are experiencing today is that there are some distinct differences. While there's some things that feel similar in terms of the mechanics of baseball and hurling, there's some stark differences as well.
Well, it's no different than, you said your dad was Irish born. I'm Irish born. You speak with a different accent than I do, because as someone arrives, be it a sport or a person arrives into a new environment, it's a change.
For sure.
It's an accent. And that's how a game evolves also.
Well, I live in what I believe is the most Irish part of Canada. I come from Newfoundland and Labrador.
Okay.
So we have strong Irish connections there.
You're not down by Bay Bowles, are you?
Very near, actually. Okay. I live in Mount Pearl, which is about 15 minutes from Bay Bowles.
Right.
So I don't have the strong Southern Shore accent by any stretch.
Right.
But I come from Newfoundland, where there's lots of strong cultural connections.
Indeed, there's a direct flight still, I think.
Yes, we'd love to see it more often. It's seasonal right now, but between St. John's and Dublin. But I tell people all the time, I can get from St. John's to Dublin quicker than I can get from St. John's to Toronto.
I believe. Probably would have got there quicker than I got from the East End of Ottawa to the West End today.
Well, depending on construction. Yes, indeed.
That was public transport. So
anyway, I'm thrilled to be here on behalf of my own baseball organization, Canes Canada Atlantic Baseball, partnering with the local Ottawa Patriots Baseball Club, which is a fantastic program for young people here in Ottawa. And we're enjoying some support from Baseball Ireland making this happen. So kudos to the embassy for having the vision to do this. I think there's lots more to come, and this is just the beginning.
And do you see any travel to Ireland with baseball players in the near future?
Actually, yes. I'm currently organizing a trip with my program, Canes Canada Atlantic Baseball, to bring a group of Canadian athletes to Ashburn, which is just on the edge of Dublin, in May for a weekend tournament, probably on the long weekend in May. So if there are listeners who are connected to baseball players who might like to learn more about that, feel free to check us out online, Canes Canada Atlantic Baseball, and we'd be happy to have a good contingent from the Ottawa area if anybody's interested.
Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Thank you.